Many towns and counties in New Jersey have local laws requiring address numbers be displayed at homes and commercial buildings, but there's no statewide mandate. As WHYY's Phil Gregory reports, that can cause problems ranging from minor to serious.
Drive 300 feet to destination on right.
Even with your GPS getting you close to it, locating an unfamiliar building can be difficult. Without seeing the address number, you can't be sure you're at the right place. Belmar Mayor Matt Daugherty says it's more than an inconvenience.
If it's in a real emergency, whether it's a fire truck or a police car or an ambulance, that they know what address they're going to by following other numbers as well. You could be putting someone's life at risk. And for what reason? Because you were too lazy to put your numbers on?
New Jersey Building Officials Association President Pat Nacione says even the people doing building inspections sometimes have trouble finding the right house.
It's a lot better than it used to be. I know some 30-odd years ago doing this, it used to be real hard when you were driving down the street and there only be one house. Now you might have that occasional one or two houses that are the only ones that don't have the addresses. And most of the municipalities I've worked in now, most of the addresses are up.
Toms River Police Chief Mitch Little says advances in GPS technology have helped police find buildings that don't have the numbers displayed.
Luckily, we have new advances with GPS where we can actually locate houses with Quick Streets or other programs that are in our computer-aided dispatch system, records management system in the police cars, where we can actually go right to the house with that program, but not everybody has that.
Littlestown has its own law that requires the address numbers to be displayed. He would like to see it mandated statewide. Little says requiring the address numbers to be the same size and type in all communities and making them reflective would make it easier for everyone, but there's no pending legislation to do that. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Phil Gregory, WHYY News.